Selections from All About Akhlaq. Goodword is an award-winning publishing company with a splendid range of Islamic books in many languages. It offers innovative products for children, including Quran stories, moral stories, craft and activity books, gift packs, Islamic games, Arabic and Islamic readers for home and school. Dear kids, it is difficult to find a fun way to teach children Akhlaq, that is, moral values and good manners in Islam. All About Akhlaq, being a fun book, will aid them in this. Colorful and story-filled, with an easy tawse format and short skits, it will give a better understanding of each moral by encouraging children, parents and teachers to engage in role-playing. Each theme, listed alphabetically, is expressed in simple language and has attractive illustrations on every page. Here, we reproduce one moral cleanliness from this book. The author, Senior Nafiz Khan, has a special interest in children's education and played a key role in the establishment of two full-time Islamic schools, Islamic Foundation School and Al-Fula School in Toronto. Name of the book, All About Akhlaq. Author, Senior Nafiz Khan. First published, 2012. Pages, 58. Published by Goodword Books, New Delhi. Cleanliness. Two friends are going for Juma prayers. Before entering the masjid, Imad twitches his nose. Imad, Bashir, did you brush your teeth and take a shower before putting on clean clothes? Bashir, I was in a rush. Imad, it is very important to do so, especially when you come to the masjid. The Prophet told us to be clean. This way people will not be bothered by anyone's bad breath or smelly body. Bashir, I'm sorry. Now, I feel embarrassed. Imad, I did not mean to embarrass you. We are responsible for keeping one another on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Cleanliness is half of Iman, which means half of faith and is therefore very important. You should brush your teeth as soon as you get up and before going to bed. Allah loves clean people. While coming out of the masjid, they see a boy slip on a banana peel. They rush to help him. Boy, ow. Bashir, are you okay? Boy, I think so. Thank you. Imad, this is why it is so important to throw things in the proper place. Bashir, my mother says that Allah gets happy if I remove a broken piece of glass from a path to protect even a stranger from getting hurt. Imad, yes, that is correct. It is also regarded as an act of worship. Islam teaches us to be clean and thoughtful. We have to be clean at all times and in all places. That is why we do wudu at least 5 times a day. Wudu keeps our hearts clean. Bashir, how? Imad, when you do wudu you must think of Allah, and the thought of Allah keeps our hearts clean. Bashir, thank you. I have learned so much about cleanliness from you today. Let's say, C is for cleanliness of body, mind and soul. Keeping surroundings clean and tidy should also be our goal. Let's remember, the Prophet said, cleanliness leads towards faith, and faith leads its possessor to paradise. Tabarani,